Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Empire Radio Roundtable. I'm your host, John Tyler, and today we are joined by Lynn Saltiel, the owner of Move to Your Groove. Lynn, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great, John. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Lynn, please give us a quick description that sums up your company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my company offers individual, couple, family, and group therapy, incorporating a holistic approach that takes into account the mind, body, and spirit for individuals. And in addition, my company also offers organizational consultation and training using creative empowerment and in particular simple music-making techniques for health and wellness. So my belief is that everyone has the innate ability to make music and sound, and this ability connects us to ourselves and others. And no musical background or experience is needed for that.
Okay. So let's just kind of talk about what made you pursue this profession.
Mm-hmm. Well, like many other people, I have experienced my own life's challenges and losses along the way. And I was fortunate enough to have supportive people in my life helping me along in my journey and in that process. And so, you know, that really kind of started me, interested in, human health and well-being. And, you know, what I have found is that really one of the most important factors for well-being is social connection. So it's just simply the ability to know that you're not alone. And, studies have actually shown that, you know, people who feel more isolated or more lonely are at a higher risk factor for developing depression or other kinds of health problems. So when people are feeling connected to community and they have a sense of purpose in their lives, they often begin to feel better, and then the healing process can begin.
What is one technique that maybe someone not necessarily in your profession, if they wanted to lend a helping hand, or what is something that just a normal person can do to try to help someone feel a little bit more connected, not feel as much of an outcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think really we cannot underestimate the simple value of listening. You know, the ability to be able to just be present and to listen to someone's feelings, to someone's thoughts, to someone's experiences without, you know, trying to fix it or without necessarily trying to change anything, and certainly being open and compassionate while listening can really go a very long way in helping someone.
Right, absolutely. Now, some people may take something that we may see as a quote-unquote molehill and make it a mountain. Some people have issues that genuinely bother them that we may not know how to remedy them. How do you connect with all these different types of people? Because obviously not every single person is the same.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, really just simply being able to start where the person is at and to be able to, you know, really respect and, again, listen and to be able to connect, you know, to where that person is at in their lives at, any given moment. So, you know, I think just quite simply, you know, being a compassionate listener and being a supportive person, you know, being able to, you know, not try to fix or necessarily solve a problem, but helping somebody to become more aware of themselves, of their thoughts, their beliefs, your experience in the present moment, you know, can really be very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm. And for someone that may feel like they are going through a constant hardship in their life, I know that you just said that someone needs to be a good listener. What is one way that someone can communicate better what is bothering them?
I'm sorry, what you said, what is one word?
What is one way in which someone that is going through some hardships, what would be an easier way for them to be able to communicate to kind of let people know what is bothering them and how they can get help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, quite simply, you know, being able to just, you know, pick up the phone and be able to ask for help is a really great, you know, first step. You know, certainly sometimes people feel more comfortable expressing themselves in written form or even in other kinds of artistic, you know, forms of expression, such as music or such as art or such as movement or writing, you know, so creative writing. You know, that can really be a nice way to start, to be able to express oneself and then to be able to maybe reach out and take the next step to ask for some, you know, some more support or some more help.
Right. And real quick, what do you see for the future?
Well, you know, I feel really inspired to be able to expand the work that I'm doing, combining the use of innovative, creative practice and self-expression for health and wellness. So, for instance, incorporating in therapeutic music making into a daily practice has helped for me to be able to come full circle and offering that kind of experience for other individuals and groups. So I feel really excited about the possibility of bringing this work into reaching greater numbers of people. So, for example, some of the benefits for groups of people include team building, community and relationship building, conflict resolution, working collaboratively and creatively. So the process is really truly engaging and participatory.
Absolutely. And then we want to send everyone to your website. The website is movetoyourgroove.com. Movetoyourgroove.com. Again, that is movetoyourgroove.com. You can email info@movetoyourgroove.com. Again, that is info@movetoyourgroove.com. Or you can call. The number is 201-875-1091. Lynn, thank you so much for coming on the air today. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure for me as well.
And for the listeners, we'll be right back.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.